I'm your host, Tian Lee, here to shake up your soul and ignite your confidence. Journey with me as we spiritually expand our hearts, mindsets, careers, relationships, and so much more. Grab your journal, a cup of coffee, and let's get fired up to step into the powerful, loving, and divine woman you came here to be. Welcome back to another episode. I'm so excited to dive into this topic. It's something that's really been on my heart as I have recently been moving through my own growing pains and kind of a rebirth over the last month or so. And it's humbly reminded me that sometimes healing is messy. That sometimes healing is fucking messy. And that's okay. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the messy part of healing and really let you know that it's okay, that it's a part of the process. And, you know, it's nothing to judge yourself for. It's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's not that you're going backwards. It's just a part of the process. I will be the first, and I always say this, that sitting with your wounds, sitting with your traumas, sitting with your fears, sitting with past experiences, grief, loss, all of that, it's not always easy and it's not always pretty. And we don't need to try to make it easy or pretty. You know, it's so easy when you're on this spiritual journey to think that everything is easy and butterflies and rainbows and floating on cloud nine. And, you know, it's just all this magical moments. But, you know, sometimes when you're healing deep, it can feel far from that. And that's okay. You know, you don't need to feel high vibe, positive, floating on cloud nine all the time. And in fact, it's really kind of impossible. No one is happy 24/7. You know, I don't think the goal is to try to be happy 24/7. I don't think the goal is to try to be aligned 24/7. We are going to come into alignment and we're going to come out of alignment. We're going to come into alignment. We're going to come out of alignment. And that's just the journey. That's the journey of being human and of being on this spiritual path of healing. I think, and I truly believe, we're not here to try to master never having another difficult experience, never having fear, never having pain. We're not here to master that. That is a part of being human. It's a part of this experience of being here on this earth, walking this spiritual journey. However, what we can master is how we respond, how we show up, and how we care for ourselves in those trying, testing, low moments that we will all inevitably feel. And we will all go through. And so, like I said, I've been going through my own growing pains and really kind of a rebirth over like the last month or so. And there has been some moments where it has not been easy. I've had to really face some deeper rooted fears and some deeper rooted stories of unworthiness in my own life and in my own journey. And I've had to look at some things that happened, you know, in my childhood. I've had to look deeper at some of the traumas and things I've experienced. I've had to really, you know, look at past versions of myself who really carried a lot of guilt and shame around. And I've really had to look at that and then look at how it's still playing out in my life now. And I want to say that every time you stretch yourself, every time that you dream bigger, every time you really dive into expanding and stepping into a higher version of yourself and calling in higher opportunities, relationships, jobs, manifestations, whatever it may be, that there's a process to getting there, that where you are now into who you're becoming and what you're calling in, there is a process of getting there. And it's usually not an overnight process. It can take days or weeks or even months, because there's an energetic, emotional, spiritual, and physical recalibration that has to happen. You know, whatever is not energetically a match to this higher version of yourself, to the things that you're calling in, whatever is energetically not a match to that is going to come up so that you can witness it, you can reflect on it, you can heal it, and you can ultimately be transformed through it. And that is how we recalibrate our energy. We really work out those lower kinks, as I like to call them. We heal them, we transmute them, and then our energy starts to rise. And over time, through this process, we start to grow and expand and we become more of an energetic match to who we're becoming and what we're calling in, and we can hold that energy more consistently. And, you know, there's no end point to this. I've been on a spiritual journey for about 8 years now, and I would say my first, you know, spiritual awakening was 8 years ago. However, I've had multiple spiritual awakenings since then. You know, every time that I've dreamed bigger, every time that I've stretched myself, every time that I, you know, decided to rise up into a higher version of myself and really step out of my comfort zone, I've, you know, in a way, in an essence, kind of had another spiritual awakening, another little like rebirth. And this past one has really reminded me how this is just kind of an ongoing process of healing and leveling up, that, you know, you're going to have moments in your journey, in your processes, when you are shedding an old version of yourself and stepping into a higher version of yourself. You're going to have, you know, these moments, these chapters, these seasons where you're really diving in deep. And that sometimes can get messy. You know, to me, in my own personal experience, I do not think that sitting with your fears, sitting with your past traumas, sitting with your deep wounds and insecurities, I do not think that that is easy. And I will never be someone to sell you on it being easy. Do I think that it gets easier each time? Absolutely. But at the core essence of it, when you're really in the thick of your pain that you're trying to heal and transmute, do I think that's easy? No, absolutely not. And it can get messy as fuck sometimes. You know, there is nothing wrong with crying. There's nothing wrong with screaming. There's nothing wrong with feeling the depths of your emotions and letting it bring you to a place that is absolutely uncomfortable. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with you. You know, I would almost say that if you aren't having these moments that are uncomfortable and you aren't having these moments where you're wanting to cry or scream or yell, that you're not probably going deep enough. Because when you really start to go deep, you really start to meet your wounds and your the experiences and the things that have really traumatized you or brought about a lot of pain. When you're meeting these versions of you and you when you're healing these wounds and you're working through these energies, it absolutely can be messy because it's uncomfortable. It can be intense. It can be challenging. And I want you to know that it's normal when you're going through this to feel lost. It is absolutely normal because you're shedding so many old identities of who you used to be and the traumas that you carried and the pain and the fears and the patterns and the stories that you've played on repeat. As you start to shed those and you start to shed those identities that kind of kept you attached to them, it is normal to feel like you're lost. It's normal. You're in this, like, you know, sometimes it's like a transition. It's like this in-between phase. And so it's absolutely normal to feel lost. It's normal to feel confused, you know, and I want you to know that there's nothing wrong with that. Don't spiral in it. Don't attach to it. But know that having moments of confusion, of feeling lost, of, you know, feeling uncomfortable, of feeling challenged or tested, that is absolutely normal on this journey. And it's absolutely normal when you're healing deep. Some of the things that I find for me to be really helpful and that I want to share on here is that when I am in my feeling, healing, messy shit show, as I want to call it, that I give myself space to really just be in it without labeling it right or wrong, without, you know, judging it or shaming it. And just really just allowing myself to embrace it. You know, it's like embracing the suck. Sometimes it is just sucky. Sometimes, you know, healing is just messy. And the best that we can do is just embrace it and give ourselves the space that we need to move through it. Energy is moving through me as I say that. Confirmation. You know, yeah. So sometimes the best thing, you know, really, or I say sometimes always the best thing that we can do is just allow ourselves to be in the process and to give ourselves the space and the grace and the love that we need to move through it. And so what I have found for me to be really helpful when I am kind of in the thick of my healing and it's getting a little messy, is to let myself cry, is to absolutely just let myself sob. You know, sometimes that's sobbing on my meditation pillow. Sometimes it's sobbing in my bed. Sometimes that's sobbing in the shower and letting the water just wash over me. Whatever it may be, is just letting myself cry and sob and just feel everything that's coming up and let it move through me. And sometimes it's not tears. Sometimes I need to get in my car and go drive around the neighborhood and scream at the top of my lungs. Sometimes I need to scream. I need to move that energy out, especially when it's, you know, I have had a lot of repressed anger in me as a, you know, as an inner child. And so my healing journey, a lot of it has been really releasing a lot of repressed anger and rage. And it's one reason why I found boxing 2 years ago. It's one reason why I do Krav Maga, kickboxing, self-defense, because it's a healthy outlet for me to get that aggression out, for me to channel that energy in a positive way. But another way that you can do it is by just letting yourself scream. Sometimes you just need to scream. You know, sometimes you just need to lose your shit. Don't lose it on someone else, but sometimes you just need to let yourself lose it and you just need to scream. And I have found for me, I live in an apartment, and so, you know, you can hear things pretty easily wall to wall. And so I like to just get in my car so nobody thinks that I'm being heard or anything's going on in here. Get in my car, drive around the neighborhood and just scream at the top of my lungs. And then once I feel better, I come home, light some sage, maybe jump in the shower, tend to myself, love on myself, hug myself, and just really be with myself after that, you know? And then sometimes I need to like punch a pillow if I'm not in, you know, my training and I don't have a mitt or a bag to punch, then sometimes it's just getting in my bed and punching a pillow. I had a therapist tell me that years ago, like punch your pillow. And that is a super helpful way to also, you know, just kind of release some of that aggression or anger or frustration that you feel. Because the thing is when we hold that in and when we try not to feel that because we think it's not spiritual, all we do is really repress it. And I want to tell you right now that crying, screaming, punching, you know, feeling frustration, feeling anger, feeling rage is absolutely spiritual. They're, you know, holding this belief that it's not spiritual, it's not good for me to feel that is really detrimental to your healing and to your growth, because we are humans and we're going to feel all spectrum of emotions. And the part of, you know, the part of being on a spiritual journey is really learning how to embrace all the emotions that come up, not just the good ones, not just the happy ones, not just the high ones, but also the intense ones, the low ones, you know, the uncomfortable ones. It's learning how to embrace them all, because this is what makes you alive. This is what makes you human. You know, every time that I feel something intense, I always try to remind myself, whew, girl, you are alive. You are alive and you are feeling, you know? And I just try to remind myself that if I wasn't alive and I wasn't feeling, that I would not be experiencing this intensity in these uncomfortable emotions. But because I am alive and I am feeling and I am opening my heart to this process and into this journey, into this healing, then I'm going to feel this, and that's okay. I'm alive, I am feeling, and I am exactly where I need to be. And so, you know, thinking that having these uncomfortable emotions, thinking that your healing journey has to be, you know, sunshine and rainbows and, you know, butterflies is really an illusion, and it's not sustainable. Nobody is happy 24/7 and nobody is in alignment 24/7. I truly, truly believe that we are not here to master never having an uncomfortable emotion. We are not here to master never encountering fear. We are not here to master never experiencing pain or loss or grief. That's not what we're here to master. We are here to master how we respond and how we show up in those times. Because that's ultimately what we have control over. We don't have control over a lot of the things that are happening to us. Yes, I believe that we create our own reality. Yes, that I believe that our energy is, you know, attracting and creating and drawing forth the life that we are currently experiencing. However, there are so many things, so many fucking things that are out of our control. And so we're not here to master what's out of our control. We're here to master what is in our control. And, you know, like I said, a part of being human, a part of being spiritual, a part of being alive is feeling all spectrum of emotions. It's not cutting off the ones that are uncomfortable, the ones that are lower, the ones that people, you know, want to claim as negative. It's not trying to cut those off. It's not trying to bypass them. It's not trying to master never having them. It's more of learning how to process them, how to hold space for them, and ultimately how to master your own response and how you show up when you're encountering those, when you're moving through them. And so with that, I want to say that mastering your uncomfortable emotions, mastering, you know, the difficult, challenging times that you will feel, that we all feel, you know, in our journeys, is more about giving yourself the space to process it. You know, mastering your emotions is about learning how to be with them. And a part of the divine feminine, I read a quote the other day. Ooh, I wish I could like pull it up, but it said something on the lines of the divine feminine isn't soft and passive all the time. She's wild. She's full of emotion. She is rage. She is anger, and she can chop somebody's head off. So let there be no confusion. And I just thought that that was so beautiful. I didn't word it exactly, but it was something in that context of, you know, basically saying that the divine feminine, yes, she is passive, she's soft, she's graceful, she's in flow, she's intuitive, but she also feels anger and rage, and she is wild, and she is untamed, and she embraces all of it. You know, she's not this quiet little fragile thing that gets stuffed in a box. She is living outside of the box. And she is feeling everything, and she is embracing it all. And she's allowing for every emotion to be a part of her experience. That to me is truly the embodiment of the divine feminine. To me, I don't feel that the divine feminine never has fear, never has anger, never has rage, never feels frustration, never feels, you know, the intensity of uncomfortable emotions. The divine feminine feels it fucking all. And she learns how to embrace it and flow with it, process it, and transmute it. To me, that is the embodiment of the divine feminine. It's not trying to bypass and outrun the difficult, deep healing work that this journey is going to require of you. It's learning how to move through it, how to embrace it, and how to truly hold space for yourself as you're moving through it. And so, like I said earlier, you know, giving yourself that space to cry, giving yourself that space to scream, giving yourself that space to punch something, you know, giving yourself that space for whatever you need, because sometimes healing is messy. You know, your fears surfacing back up, your patterns surfacing back up, looking at your wounds, looking at your traumas, you know, looking at the own mistakes or things that you've made in your past. I say mistakes in quotes, but the things that you've done in your past that maybe you're not so proud of. You know, when you're looking at all of that, when you're witnessing it, when all of that's coming back up, it's coming up because you are in a place of strength to move through it. You are ready to witness it, to hold space for it, and to heal it. And to let it move through you. Otherwise, it wouldn't be coming up. You know, healing is in layers. And so every new depth that you move in with yourself, you know, you're gonna meet a new depth of emotions. And I feel like, you know, healing is kind of like peaks and valleys. It's up and down, up and down. And as you go deeper and deeper, does it get easier to process? Absolutely. But does it mean the intensity of the emotion that you're feeling, or maybe the experience or the trauma or the story that is coming back up for you to witness, does it mean that the intensity of that is getting easier? Not necessarily, but the way that you're able to respond to it, the way that you're able to process it, the way that you're able to hold space for yourself through it, that I believe does get easier each time. And so I just want to really encourage you to let yourself just be in the shit show of your healing if that's where you're at. You know, it's not going to last forever. I find that when I just let myself embrace the shit show feeling healing storm that I'm in when they come, that they do pass a lot quicker. It's when I'm like, oh, I don't want to feel this. Oh, like I just want to be happy right now. I just want to be positive right now. I don't want to think about this. I don't want to feel this. When I find myself, which it doesn't happen too often, I'm very good at embracing what comes up for me. But there are times where I'm just like, I want to push stuff to the side. I don't want to deal with it right now. I can feel the intensity of it. And I just want to push it to the side. I don't want to be there. You know, I just want to be happy and positive and flying on cloud nine. When I find myself in those little moments, like I said, again, they're far and few in between, but I am human. And so sometimes I do. I just kind of want to push it to the side. Like making me think of that song, to the left, to the left. I don't, is it Beyonce? I don't know. Okay, anyways. So it's just like that song just started playing in my head. Okay, so in those moments where I just kind of want to push it to the side, what happens is I end up just kind of repressing it. And it ends up fueling that frustration or that sadness or that grief or that confusion or whatever it is that is coming up for me. It ends up just kind of dragging that along, and then it starts to spit out in my life, you know? Then all of a sudden I'm, you know, it's easier for me to snap on someone who doesn't deserve it. I find myself getting frustrated when I'm driving with people on the road. And it's in those moments when I'm noticing that I'm snapping and I'm spilling, you know, that frustration or that confusion out onto others or out into my life, then I'm like, oh, this is because I'm not sitting with what's coming up. I just need to be in my shit show storm right now. And so that's often what happens is when we don't really address what's coming up, we don't give ourselves the space to really, truly just be in it and embrace it and move through it, we're going to end up projecting it in other ways, in other areas. We're going to end up suppressing it, and it's just going to keep coming back up. And so really the best thing that you can do for yourself is just embrace it. You know, if you need support, absolutely reach out to someone. That is why people, you know, like me who are coaches, like there's therapists, there's support groups. If you have a friend that you trust or a family member that you can go to, absolutely reach out for support. Some of the, you know, the strongest things that we can do for ourselves is to reach out for support. It doesn't mean that you've got to go through this shitstorm all by yourself. You can absolutely reach out for support, but the best thing that you can do is just embrace it and allow it and cry and sob and scream and just be in the funk of it and let it pass through you. Because ultimately that is just an energy. It's just an emotion. It's just a stored memory, whatever it may be, wound that just wants to come up and it just wants to come out. And the more that we can just, you know, really normalize that healing is fucking messy sometimes, and it's not pretty, and it's not rainbows, and it's not, you know, yoga and crystals and dancing on unicorns all the time. The more that we can normalize that the healing journey can, you know, absolutely get dark and it can get intense and it can get challenging and it can get messy, I think the easier it is for people to kind of move through it. But when there's this idea that being spiritual means you're being positive all the time, that you're happy all the time, then it's harder to embrace those darker, lower moments. And again, I want to say that being spiritual does not mean that you're happy all the time. Like, ugh, fuck that. I'm sorry. Excuse my language. But I really like that whole, like, that just makes me cringe. It's like toxic positivity. You know, being spiritual means that you're going to embrace the emotions that come up and that you give yourself the space to move through it. And like I said, I've been going through a lot of my own growing pains. I've really been having to sit with some deeper wounds and fears, you know, of my own lately. And it's not always been pretty. I've had to cry. I've had to scream. I've had to yell. I've even, you know, reached out for support in my own ways with my coach. Like, I've absolutely, you know, embraced the shitstorm of this journey. And it reminded me when I was going through this, you know, that this happens, you know, on the spiritual journey. It's not always, you know, but every time that you stretch or you take a bigger leap or, you know, you really start to commit to expanding into a higher version of yourself, depending on where you are, depending on what you're calling in, depending on, you know, how high you're stretching yourself or how big of a quantum leap that you're making, excuse me, confirmation. Ooh, I've got a lot of energy moving through my chest right now. Depending on where you're going, what you're calling in, that leap that you're making, you know, it's going to require that old shit come up. Because whatever is standing in your way, whatever is not, like I said at the beginning, an energetic match to who you're becoming and what you're calling in is going to have to come up. And this is just kind of energy speaking, you know, where we are energetic beings as well. And everything in this world is energy. And so if you try to look at it as who you are now in the life that you're living now, your reality now, it's all at a certain energetic level, okay? And so who you're becoming and what you're calling in is also at an energetic level. And I've noticed for me that when I make smaller leaps and, you know, I kind of stay more in my comfort zone and I dream, you know, I'm dreaming, but I'm creating goals and dreams that are, you know, I don't want to say small, they're not small, but the leap up from where I am to where that is not as big of a leap, you know, then the healing journey can be, you know, a little bit easier. You know, I'm not having to dive in as deep. But when I make quantum leaps and I'm really jumping, you know, a lot higher from where I am now to where I'm going, that is a lot of times when I kind of go through like a rebirth and oftentimes can be like another spiritual awakening. And so you might have multiple spiritual awakenings and multiple rebirths on your journey. You know, not only are we changing and evolving, but so are our desires, our dreams, our goals, the things that we want, things that we need. As we change and evolve, so does all of that as well. And so, you know, there's not really an endpoint to this journey. And I want you to really understand that we're not trying to make it to an endpoint. This is an ongoing journey of growth and evolution. And so, you know, again, coming full circle about, you know, mastering our own energy, mastering, you know, the way that we respond, I really feel like that is, and I truly believe that that is the goal here. Is it's not so much about getting to a place where we never experience fear anymore, getting to a place where we never have healing anymore, getting to a place where we, you know, never feel low or quote unquote negative emotions. It's not about mastering that, where we never have to experience that again. Again, it's a mastering how we respond and how we show up for ourselves when those times come, because they will come. Let me say it again. They will come. So long as you are growing and evolving, you are going to, you know, go through the ebb and flow of life and the ebb and flow of your own emotions, you know, peaks and valleys. I had a coach years ago, even, and she said, you know, it's always going to be peaks and valleys, but how high those peaks and valleys are, the gap between them, she's like, that we can work on, you know, that way we're not going up really, really high and then whew, dropping all the way down to our ass. You know, at the beginning, I feel like it kind of is like that. I'm not gonna be honest. You're like, woo, spiritual journey is so great. I love all of this. Give me the sage and the crystals and the yoga and all these podcasts. And oh my gosh, I can create my own reality. And this is so amazing. And it is, you're like way up high. And then your shadow comes in and then the inner child work comes in and poof, it's like you fall on your ass. So she was saying, you know, it's always going to be, you know, peaks and valleys, hills and valleys, but the gap between them, we can work on that so that, you know, it's not such a huge emotional roller coaster. And I just love that because it is true. This journey is peaks and valleys and there's no going around that. Healing is not linear. We're going to go up, we're going to go down. We're going to come into alignment, we're going to come out of alignment. Some, you know, lessons that you're moving through are absolutely going to be easier than others. You know, what we have less resistance to is going to be easier for us to move through. And that's just standard in anything in life. What you have the least resistance to is going to be easier for you. What you have more resistance to is going to be a little bit more challenging. I don't want to say hard, you know, but it's going to be a little bit more challenging because you're going to have to also work through that resistance. And so the more that we can try to, you know, like I said, embrace our emotions, embrace our lower moments, embrace the challenges, embrace the fact that, you know what, sometimes my healing is fucking messy and, you know, embrace that, the less resistance that we have to our healing, and then the easier it can be to move through it. Again, it doesn't mean that the intensity of what you're feeling is going to necessarily get easier. You know, that depends on each person. But moving through it, processing it, healing it, and, you know, transforming from it, that can, you know, get easier with time. Absolutely. So I just want to end this by letting you guys know that, you know, from my experience, my own personal journey, from the women that I work with in my one-on-one coaching, it is absolutely normal and common to go through chapters or lessons of your healing and it just be messy as fuck. And it's normal to feel lost. It's normal to feel confused. It's normal to question yourself. It's normal to question the universe. Like, there are many times where I've been like, yo, God, what the fuck? I did not ask for this. But, you know, in all reality, I said this in a newsletter a few weeks ago, the minute that we ask to heal, the minute that we ask to level up, the minute that we ask for a dream or, you know, a goal or a desire, we do ask for this. We do ask for our healing, because we can't get there a lot of times until we heal and clear what's stopping and blocking us from that higher version of ourselves, from that goal, that dream, that vision. We've got to heal the wounds. We've got to heal the traumas, and all of the ways that our inner child, you know, is still hanging on to patterns and habits and beliefs and stories that ultimately aren't serving us and ultimately are creating a reality that we're trying to grow out of. So, you know, it absolutely, your healing can get messy. It absolutely can get messy. It can be confusing. It can be challenging. It can feel difficult, but just know that you are strong enough to move through it, and you wouldn't be facing what is coming up for you right now if you were in a place of strength to move through it. I truly believe that our soul and our higher self and God in the universe is always guiding us, you know, in every step of our journey, and we're never, you know, given more than we can handle. I really believe that we're never given more than we can handle. Therefore, the healing and the lessons that we go through are never more than we can handle. And as healing is in layers, the deeper that you go, the more prepared that you become to handle some of those deeper wounds, you know, to handle some of those maybe deeper traumas or experiences from your upbringing or just in your life in general. The deeper you go, the more prepared spiritually, emotionally, and physically that you become to be able to work through that. You never just dive straight into your deepest wound or trauma. Your nervous system, your body, emotionally, spiritually, you would not be prepared to handle it. And that is why healing is in layers. You know, as we peel back the layers and go deeper, we also become more prepared to handle, to face, and to meet those deeper wounded parts of ourself. So I just, you know, really felt inspired to come on here because I really want to normalize that healing can sometimes be messy. And I never want to come off as someone who is just floating on cloud nine all the fucking time. It is rainbows and unicorns for me, magic everywhere. I too have my growing pains. I too have wounds and things that I meet within myself every time that I heal, every lesson that I go through, every up level that I have. I too encounter this. And so I just want you to really know that you're not alone. And that if you're really resonating with this message, that it is normal, that you are exactly where you need to be, that you are strong enough to move through this chapter that you're in, you are strong enough to move through this lesson that you're in, you are strong enough to move through these emotions or these wounds that you are currently facing and meeting within yourself. You're strong enough, you're strong enough, you're strong enough. And I would love to support you in any way that I can. I have space in my one-on-one intuitive coaching. If you would like to be held with the utmost love and support through your journey, this is the work that I lead my women through. This is one of the main reasons, really, actually, why I decided to become a coach, because I really wanted to help women through this part, because I know firsthand how challenging it can be. I know how difficult it can feel. I know how alone you can feel in this. And I wanted to help women, and I wanted women to know that they're not alone and that this is normal. This is a part of the process. You know, this was kind of one of the gaps that I found when I was beginning my spiritual journey. Everybody wanted to talk about how to manifest your life and how to be positive all the time and how to love yourself and how to take back your power. But rarely was I finding people talking about the grueling, gut-wrenching, knee-dropping work that it requires of you to get to that place where you energetically can manifest your own reality, where you can feel like you're floating on cloud nine, where you can feel like you're dancing with unicorns. You know, there's a process in getting there. And there's also the process in getting there is also ongoing. You know, like I said, we're not here to be in alignment 24/7. None of us are God. None of us are that enlightened. We are human beings, you know. I mean, well, really, we're spiritual beings. We're souls in a human body experiencing this human reality. And so we're going to feel all emotions. We're going to come into alignment. We're going to come out of alignment. You know, we're going to have highs. We're going to have lows. We're going to go up. We're going to go down. And this is a part of the process. You are not wrong for experiencing this. You are not going backwards necessarily for experiencing this. You are not any less spiritual than the person that you look up to on Instagram, who only puts their best foot forward, who only shows their highs, who only, you know, speaks of positivity. I promise you that the people that you look up to, who you probably think never have a bad day, have fucking bad days. They may not show it. They may not be vulnerable about it. They may not, you know, put it out there. And that's unfortunately, you know, the world we live in with social media is not a lot of people are that vulnerable. A lot of people want to put their best foot forward. So don't get mixed up in that illusion. Everybody has bad days. Everybody experiences fear. Everybody, you know, experiences challenging and uncomfortable emotion. Everybody experiences judgment. Everybody experiences insecurities. No one is God, no one is enlightened 24/7, and no one is in alignment 24/7. So there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with your journey or the process that you're in right now. We all have shit from our past. We all have wounds and things from our inner child that we're all healing and moving through. And this is a lifelong journey. And so the more that you can really embrace it, embrace yourself, and get comfortable in the uncomfortable, the easier this journey can get on you, or the easier this journey can be on you. And so, making full circle about me getting into coaching for this. This is why I do this work. This is why I help women, because this is a part of the process, and it's such a beautiful piece of the process, even though it doesn't always feel like it. It is a beautiful piece of the process. And this is what I'm most passionate about is helping women through their spiritual healing, through healing their inner child, facing their past traumas and wounds, and, you know, really witnessing those old versions of themselves with love, with grace, with compassion, and transmuting that and really leveling up into their divine feminine. And again, remembering that the divine feminine, she feels all. And so it's not about mastering never feeling those lower emotions, you know, that often come from the ego and inner child, but it's learning how to rise up into the divine feminine, who can embody it all, embrace it all, and flow through it all. So if you are looking for support right now in your journey, if rising into your divine feminine and really learning how to master your emotions and master, you know, how you show up for yourself so that you can call in a higher version of yourself, so that you can call in your dreams, the love of your life, the career, the, you know, reality that you are envisioning for yourself, I would love, love, love to support you on your journey. You can go to my website, www.tnleehealing.com, and fill out an inquiry, and we can set up a free clarity call, or you can find me on Instagram, which is just at tnleehealing, and shoot me a message. But like I said, I do have space, and so I would love, love to work with you if this is calling to your soul. But other than that, I hope that this episode spoke to you. I hope that you were able to take what you need from it. As always, take what resonates, leave the rest. And if I can leave you with one final piece, it would be this: to really just love yourself through it all. I know that sometimes it sounds so much easier said than done, but loving yourself, like I said in the beginning, is sometimes it's letting yourself cry. It's letting yourself scream. It's letting yourself yell. It's letting yourself just be in the shitstorm of your healing. It's reaching out for support when you need it. a lot of times those are the biggest acts of love that we can do, because we're giving ourselves the space and the grace to move through what's coming up for us without repressing it, without bypassing it, and without numbing it. So find, you know, what works for you. A lot of practices for me, some things that really ground me in to my healing when I'm going through my own turbulent shitstorm healing feeling show is really staying committed to my meditation practice, journaling, writing what I'm feeling. I like to listen to sound healing music. I like to dance and move my body. And I like to set the intention to, like, I am moving this energy out of my body. And then I start to dance. And how I dance is so different. Sometimes I put on, you know, like rap music and I start twerking. Sometimes I put on like 90s and I dance just like free, like I'm at a show. And then sometimes I put on, you know, like tribal music, and I just let my like goddess self kind of flow. So it's always different, but whatever I need, I like to dance through it. I like to go on walks. Walks are really helpful for me. Being outside in nature, going to the beach, and really just doing things that I love, being softer with myself, sleeping in if that means sleeping in and giving myself more rest. Really tuning into myself when I'm in these healing, feeling shit show, you know, moments, really tuning into myself and asking, what do I need? Not what do I think I need, not what is, you know, like the pressuring, like, oh, what do I need? Like, oh, I need to be doing more. Oh, I need to be getting up early and you know, hustling and working harder. No. None of that bullshit. What do I truly need? What does my inner child need? And sometimes that's sleeping in. Sometimes that's walking down to the coffee shop and getting a chai tea. You know, sometimes that's going to the beach. So, energy moving, more confirmation. So remember to really check in and tune in with yourself. Be gentle with you. Love on you. Hug yourself. Wrap those arms around you. Give yourself a hug and just say, I'm so proud of you. Actually, let's just do that right now. Let's do that right now. If you can, if you're not driving or anything, I want you just to take your arms, wrap them around. Give yourself a nice big squeeze. Really, truly embrace yourself in this moment. Maybe close your eyes. Just say, I love you, self. I am here for you. I am so proud of you. You've got this. I love you. I'm here for you. I am so proud of you. You got this. Let's take a deep breath in. Then open mouth, let it go. Release the arms. I am sending you guys so much love, especially for those of you who are really resonating with this message. Just know that I'm seeing you, I am sending you love, and I am holding you up in all the love and the light that you can embrace and receive at this time. You've got this. You are enough. You belong here. And everything is working out for you. Thanks for joining me on your soul expanding journey. I love being able to serve you all, so I appreciate you being here with me and listening with me. If you know a sister who could use this, send it her way and let's spread the love. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to let me know. You can tag me on Instagram at TianLeeHealing. And remember, girl, yes, you can.